Are you ready, Flyer fans? It's the Flyer Insider Show, live from Frickers, home of the Flyer Insider Show, sponsored by Bud Light. A weekly look at UD Athletics with comments from men's head basketball coach Anthony Grant. Tonight's show is sponsored by
Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Frickers, for over 30 years, has been the home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. Premier Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/UD. And by Alta Fiber, official partner of the Dayton Flyers and proud supporter of the Dayton community.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And welcome again to Frickers here on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, and the Flyer Insider Show Monday nights during the Dayton College basketball season, our final show of the season as the regular season has come to a close. The Flyers with a 91-86 overtime win Friday night over VCU in the regular season and home finale to finish the year 24-6, 14-4 in the Atlantic 10, and a perfect 15-0 at home. Heading into the A-10 tournament this week as the number 3 seed. The Flyers will play Thursday night at 7:30, and they will play the winner of Duquesne on Wednesday, a game on Wednesday, pitting Duquesne against the winner of a Tuesday game between Rhode Island and St. Louis. So we know when Dayton's going to play. We just don't know who, but a lot of time between now and then. Brooks Hall, UD Hall of Famer, is with us here tonight at Frickers, and also we'll be joined shortly by the new A-10 Player of the Week, Kobe Elvis. Kobe with 21 points in the 100-83 win on the road at St. Louis on Tuesday. And then, you know what, it's not how many you score, it's when it happens and how it happens. He had 15 points, but 10 of them in overtime in the win on Friday night. Over VCU, including a dagger game-tying three and then a go-ahead three, and the Flyers never trailed thereafter. So we're going to get to know a whole lot more about Kobe Elvis coming up, but also earlier today had a chance to talk with head coach Anthony Grant, and let's hear that conversation.
Larry Hanskin now joined by Flyers head coach Anthony Grant as Dayton has wrapped up the regular season with a pair of wins last week, including that thrilling overtime victory over VCU on Friday, and getting ready for the A-10 tournament. Before we get into that, Coach, I did want to just take time to, first of all, congratulate you on being named a guardian of the game by the U.S. Basketball Coaches Association. And when you're how gratifying is it to be honored by your peers for what you've done in the area of education, in particular in raising awareness of mental illness?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Larry. I'm certainly grateful. You know, and I think to me, it's more so I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue to shine a light and maybe bring awareness on, you know, the issue of mental health, not only, you know, for our student athletes and, you know, in the athletic field, but just overall. I think obviously we're in an atmosphere where we have an opportunity to reach a lot of people, you know, that it's bigger than just basketball for me. And so to me, being a recipient of Guardian of the Game Award and the recognition that comes with that, hopefully will keep in the forefront the need for people to number one, advocate for their own mental health and the mental health of those they love, and then try to continue to reduce or break some of the stigmas around it. And, you know, obviously it's near and dear to me and my family because of, you know, our loss. So I look at it as, you know, just an opportunity to share and maybe help other people that may have someone that's struggling with their mental health to seek out the help they need. And for those that are maybe in our position to maybe find strength through helping others.
Well, as someone whose own family has been touched by mental health issues, I want to add my personal thanks on top of the congratulations. And it means a lot what you're doing. It really does. So we talked Friday night right after that incredible game. And at that time, you felt like it was maybe the grittiest performance you've seen in your coaching career. I don't imagine time has changed. The last 2 days have changed that opinion of all, has it?
No, you know, I thought I got a question about, you know, hey, in my coaching career, you know, can I remember any other games that demonstrated that grit? And I forgot a big one. It was that 1920 season at St. Louis. That was an epic one, you know, coming back. I don't remember, maybe you remember what we were down in the second half at St. Louis. And, you know, Crutcher's shot and the run that the guys went on, they refused to lose. So, you know, that was similar to what our guys had to go through the other night. But certainly, you know, when you look at, you know, just the opportunity to go undefeated at home against a team that, you know, we've had some battles with and you know, a rivalry game and everything that was on the line for them as well, you know, in terms of the seeding for this week's, you know, tournament. It was a great college basketball game. It was really, I thought, you know, highly contested. You know, they played really, really well, you know, and I had a chance to obviously watch them in preparation, and I thought their guys responded and stepped up to the challenge, and our guys were able to meet that challenge as well. So I thought it was just a really good game and just really proud of what our guys were able to do.
I got to ask, did you get a text from Frank Martin afterwards, since it did put UMass in that fourth spot and gets them a first round bye?
Yeah, Frank and I talked. His daughter is actually our goddaughter, so she was here for the game, so I got a chance to talk to him after. And she's a student athlete at Duquesne. She plays volleyball there, so she came over during, I guess, the spring break, just to be able to spend some time. So it was great. I'm really happy that it worked out, you know, for Frank. They've had an outstanding year, and you know, just you know, everything that just from last year to this year, the growth this team has made and the success they had, really happy for him as well. So yeah, it was a double win.
All right, let's look ahead to this week. And at this time, do you have any sense of what type of availability that Javon Bennett might have for you this week in Brooklyn?
Yeah, we're hopeful. You know, I think we haven't been back on the court since Friday. We'll get back today. I think Javon has an appointment either today or tomorrow, you know, with the doctors. And once he goes through that, we'll kind of know more in terms of what his availability looks like for the week. But I think he's been progressing well based on what I've heard. So we're hopeful.
Well, I imagine your coaches right now are putting together scouting reports on several teams, and sometime late Wednesday night, you'll then know who you're going to play, and you'll be ready to prepare for them.
Yeah, you know, right now for us, obviously it's a group of three. You know, we've got the Rhode Island St. Louis game, and you know, it was a long time ago that we played Rhode Island, and they, from what I've seen, just looking at results, seems like they're playing their best basketball here at the end. And you know, St. Louis coming off of a week where we played them and how competitive that game was for the first 10 minutes. And I know them losing Sincere Parker. I don't know what his availability would be like for the tournament, but that was a big loss. And able to go into St. Bonaventure on senior night up there and get the win, I think it shows you, you know, how tough and committed those guys are at the end of a year that's been challenging for them to be able to stay together and get that win. So, you know, those two will compete, and then they'll play a Duquesne team that, you know, despite how the 8-10 season started for them, I think they have started 0-4 in conference play. They've rallied and put themselves in position to be the sixth seed, you know, and they're playing some of their best basketball. I watched them, you know, win on senior night at VCU. You know, they've got a really talented team, very well-coached team. So, you know, I think the whole tournament will be a great venue, a great tournament for fans and fans of basketball to go out and watch. And certainly we're looking forward to getting there and having a chance to compete. And as you mentioned, we'll find out on Wednesday who our opponent will be. And, you know, we'll look forward to the opportunity.
Yeah. All right, Coach. We'll see you on the plane tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Larry.
All right, Coach Anthony Grant and Dayton heading over to Brooklyn tomorrow. And, again, the first game for the Flyers will be in the quarterfinals Thursday night at 7:30 tip-off. We'll have pregame coverage for you right here beginning at 6:30 on the home of the Flyers. And it's going to be one of three teams, Duquesne, St. Louis, or Rhode Island. And that'll be determined come Wednesday night after a 7:30 game there at the Barclays Center. So, mentioned Dayton finishing up the year 24-6, 14-4 in the A-10. They're a game behind Loyola and Richmond, who tie for the regular season title. And by virtue of the tiebreaker, Richmond ends up getting the number one seed. Did also meant to mention that Dayton moves up one spot to number 24 in this week's AP poll heading into postseason. And when we continue, we're going to visit with the A-10 Player of the Week. Kobe Elvis is in the house. We're talking to Kobe. And we continue on the Flyer Insider Show. Live at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk.
Hey, Flyer fans. Keith Waliskowski here. As a player, I helped guide UD to the NCAA tournament by focusing on the fundamentals and always remembering that this is a team sport. As a financial advisor at the Callahan Financial Management Group, we work as a team to educate our clients and provide exceptional service to give them true confidence. Call me at 937-432-9100 to hear what our team can do for you.
Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Callahan Financial Management Group is a separate entity from WFAFN.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating, celebrating 49 years serving Miami Valley businesses and homeowners. Using a modern fleet of equipment, their full-time employees are experts at all areas of asphalt projects, including excavation and grading, compaction, seal coating, and striping. Part of the curb appeal of your home is the driveway. The first impression of your business is the parking lot. Look to Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating for all your commercial and residential asphalt projects. Learn more online at VandaliaBlacktop.com.
All of our lives, we sock money away in tax-deferred retirement accounts. And then in a flash, we find ourselves at retirement age, facing decisions we've never had to face before, getting hit with taxes we've never been hit with before. Hi, I'm Andy Dollar.
And I'm Curve Miller. Join us Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio as we share ways to navigate retirement and taxes.
Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor, and or Arcadios Capital.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out this great deal on Private Selection Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin. It's on sale now for $4.99 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Every Saturday, 11 to noon, Take Two Healthcare brings the latest on wellness and alternative therapies. I'm Dr. Merkel. You might learn that maybe your health problems really do have safe, natural solutions. And Ask the Expert show on WHIO.
Are you tired of dealing with the same health problems like headaches and back pain and still only utilizing a Band-Aid to cover up the symptoms? Then tune into Living the Full Life, where Dr. Juan explains how to get to the root cause of the problem and fix it. Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WHIO Radio.
In 1932, Grismer Tire was founded in Dayton, Ohio. Since then, we have been the most trusted tire and service shop in the area. No one else has our selection of tire brand service and low cost. Grismer Tire, a legacy of trust since 1932.
Tune in to your UD Flyers right here on WHIO Radio and hear from the sports medicine physicians at Premier Health. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/UD.
Has it been a long time since you've seen the open road together? Give her one last road trip. donate your vehicle to Goodwill and help individuals turn their life around. People like Latoya, who completed her GED with the help of Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. Latoya is now on the road to self-sufficiency, supporting herself and her two children. Vehicle donations are auctioned and fund air services that help individuals fulfill their journey to independence. Call 228-AUTO and start the road trip of a lifetime for someone.
For 65 years, Menards has been the one-stop shop for post-frame buildings. Whether it's protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Design your post-frame building and save big. Plus, get free estimates fast, in-store or online with our design programs. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards and Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RADIO for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RADIO.
The Storm Center 7 forecast is pretty nice for Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 65 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, and the Flyer Insider Show every Monday night during the basketball season. And a big thanks to Dayton Sixth, who has made it possible to be able to bring out our student-athletes and get a chance to meet them. And it's an opportunity for you to be able to support Dayton basketball players through name, image, and likeness compensation with Dayton Sixth. And now more than ever, folks, it is important. You know what? Everyone here tonight, no matter what your personal wherewithal is, anything you can do to help will be a big help in moving the program forward when it comes to the recruitment and retention of players. And so it's very important. Dayton6.com, easy website. You can learn a lot there and find out ways that you can participate. We are joined by the Atlantic 10 Player of the Week for the week that was in the Atlantic 10 when Dayton won two games, 100-83 at St. Louis on Tuesday. Kobe Elvis, 21 points in that game, came back with 15 in an overtime win over VCU Friday night, but 10 of those 15 points came in that overtime, including a game-tying three-pointer and then the go-ahead three. Dayton never trailed the rest of the way. And Kobe, that was an emotional night for you all the way around. I mean, you've got options ahead of you, but you're graduating. You go through senior ceremonies. Your mom's there. Your older brother's there. Fans are going crazy. Trying to go 15-0 at home. That was a heck of a game.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal game. A blessing and, you know, a crazy atmosphere to be a part of. Honestly, just a blessing. You know, thank you to Matt and, like, the coaches who got my mother there. I can count on my hands how many times she's been into Dayton, seen the games. So it was just honestly a blessing to have her there and my older brother. I can't say how grateful I am for her to be able to experience, you know, one of those games like that where we're down 17 and, you know, we laid it all out there on the line for each other. So
what did it mean to her for her to see and feel the love that the Flyer faithful have for her son, Kobe?
Honestly, it meant the world to her because she's always, you know, heard about it over the phone. You know, I'm always on WhatsApp with her. She's always talking about, oh, what's it like? But, you know, she's, she finally got to see it for herself. And my mom is probably one of the loudest people you guys will ever meet if you got to meet her. So I don't know if she was a bit louder than you guys, but definitely she joined in and played her role there with, you know, being a part of you guys in the community. So grateful to you guys. Thank you.
You know, Coach Grant has often said about the resilience of this team, but, you know, team resilience comes when you've got resilient individuals. And I got to tip my hat to you because not just this year, but just every season I've been around you, every game I've been around you, you have persevered through a lot of stuff, but it never gets you down. And, you know, when that moment comes when you're down three, need a shot, you were there to make it. Anything that happened in the past and in the past, and you were right there at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I guess that resiliency starts, you know, with the confidence, and, you know, my teammates giving me the confidence to be able to step up and make that shot. If it wasn't for Enoch, you know, diving on the floor, you know, I wouldn't have had that opportunity to hit that big shot. So I'm just extremely grateful for those guys. And he found me. He said he was looking for me. So I'm just grateful that, you know, he trusted me in that position.
Where does that mental toughness, so people, it seems like forever ago, but there was a point in the season where you were literally one of the most efficient guards in the country.
Yeah.
You were playing at an extremely high level, and then you tweaked your knee. And we talked about off air, it's a UMass game. And then after that, understandably, the production kind of declined, and you're working through it mentally. But walk us through how tough that was, because you couldn't do what you wanted to do, and then to get back to where you're at, and now you're back playing at a very high level.
You know, you played, so you probably know it's the most frustrating thing on the planet, you know, to be doing extremely well and then to, you know, have something feel like it's kind of stripped away from you. But, you know, that's life. That's a game of basketball. You know, like somebody goes out, somebody else got to step up. But when other people are, you know, challenged to step up, it's like you can't just take that away from them again. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, keep empowering other guys who are doing really well. So Vaughn has been doing really, really well. So we got to continue to empower Vaughn. And now Cheeks, who stepped into another role, right?
Yeah.
So got to continue to empower him. But you know, honestly, like, it's a curse and a blessing. Like, you got to take the good with the bad. So
yeah. So this team plays with a level of poise that I don't know that I've seen from a squad in a long time. We've had some really good teams here, but a level of poise to where you just don't panic. And it drives the fans crazy. But like even in that game the other day, y'all got down 17. I wasn't worried. You guys didn't look worried. And then all of a sudden, you start chipping away. Where does that poise come from? That confidence in each other. Where does that come from?
Just being with each other all the time. I think that's where it stems from. It stems from the summer. Like we play pickup. You'd watch us coming. We played a bunch of pickup, and some games you might start down 20, 15 early, and then the other five is coming back. So, like, I feel like everybody was confident in, you know, our ability to score the ball. You know, we have tons of weapons, tons of people who could light it up on any given day. So, you know, it's great to see, like, just how resilient, like you said, we can all beat it when we come together. But definitely we're just crazy confident in each other and our abilities. You got to sit right behind the bench. Probably might have heard a little bit of us, you know, cussing at each other.
Heard a lot.
Pick it up, but I promise, most of it was positive, guys. Most of it was positive, but yeah, just trying to encourage each other, and like guys like Nate who got us going, right? Like, grateful for them.
It was like a relay race. I said that after the game talking to Coach Grant. It took off, and Nate had the baton in the first half. And then start of the second half, he handed it to Deuce.
Yeah.
And then Deuce ran with it for a while, and then he handed it to Brea. Then yeah. Brea ran with it for a while, get to overtime. Oh, gave it to you.
Yeah.
And the whole time, Cheeks is just diving all over the floor, both ends. he's just busting heads and getting loose balls and rebounds. Hey, it's a big week ahead coming up, the Atlantic 10 Championship in Brooklyn. And Kobe Elvis is going to be a full participant this year.
Yes.
And I know he's looking forward to that. We are as well as we continue. It's the Flyer Insider Show. We're live at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Sister station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
I'm Jason Michaels from the WHIO News Center with our top local story. A lunch aide in Urbana faces a charge after a mom discovers her son got smacked. Champaign County, a mom tells us a lunchroom aide hit her son. That aide now facing a charge.
Urbana police filed them today right here in Champaign County Municipal Court. That's after mom told me she gave police a written statement on Friday.
WHIO's John Bedell, the aide facing a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct. WHIO has learned the city of Dayton took steps to protect a home that's had run-ins with cars.
Crews put boulders outside this apartment complex. This was at the intersection of Wayne and Wilmington Avenues in Dayton.
News Center 7's James Brown. The apartment has been hit by cars three times in the past 2 years. With accurate and dependable news, an Amber Alert issued for a missing mother and her one-year-old daughter, and it has a happy ending.
They were found safe in the Akron area after being taken from Westchester.
That's WHIO's Mike Campbell. We're told the process involved with getting the alert out, though, took time. The Dayton Flyers move up in the polls ahead of this week's A-10 tournament. UD now ranked 24th in this week's AP men's basketball poll after wins last week at St. Louis and at home against VCU.
This is WHIO continuing news.
Two people leaped from a second-story window to escape a house fire in Springfield Monday morning. Five people were able to get out of the home on East Southern Avenue that had no heat. Investigators say they were trying to heat the space in an unconventional manner. No one was hurt. Our next scheduled news in 30 minutes and immediately when it breaks. I'm Jason Michaels on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk. Depend on it.
Finding out your Tuesday, we could have some high-level cloud cover floating overhead at times, giving us that filtered sunshine look. Overall, though, a pretty nice day. High temperature of 65 degrees. Wednesday, increasing clouds, especially by the late afternoon and evening hours, but will stay dry during the day. High of 67. Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, a chance for showers, even a few thunderstorms with a high of 70 degrees. Friday, we're not looking as nice, cooler with a high of 58 degrees and good chances for rain. Saturday, mostly cloudy, mainly dry with a high of 56. I'm Chief Meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton's Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
This is the Miami Valley's home for Fox News, the most powerful name in news. WHIO.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
I got a guitar. Never even learned smoke on the water.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
I've forgotten all my high school French.
My Spanish starts at hola and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself. Get Babbel, the language learning app built by 200-plus language experts to teach you real-world conversations for any situation, with research-proven lessons, addictive games, immersive podcasts, and live online classes with real teachers.
Sounds like fun.
It's fun and fast. Babbel's bite-sized lessons take 10 minutes a day. You can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Hola, Espanol!
Ready to learn a new language? It starts here. Now try Babbel free when you text radio to 64,000. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
The most common form of treatment for the arthritic joints is normally cortisone injections and gel shots and over-the-counter medications. And most patients have tried all of that and are still in pain.
Every day, Dr. Aaron Wolkoff, a QC Kinetics medical director, meets patients who have exhausted every method to get relief. They've been told surgery is their only option.
They want to stay away from that path, and they come to us almost as a last hope. So we're using our own body's properties to help manage pain, to help slow arthritis down, keep the patients active with no downtime, and getting back to what they enjoy doing. I mean, I love what I do.
QC Kinetics regenerative treatments from our board-certified providers help heal and restore aching joints. No surgery, harmful drugs, or downtime. Call for your free consultation today.
Call QC Kinetics 937-936-0325. That's 937-936-0325. 937-936-0325.
When you
you think of the most exciting team in Dayton, it's okay if you don't think of the doctors at Premier Health. We don't get primetime coverage. We don't sell out arenas. And we don't have autograph sessions.
Hey, can we make that out to Mally?
And Kobe?
At Premier Health, we're just happy to be your team's favorite team. Premier Health is the proud healthcare provider of the Dayton Flyers.
All of our lives, we sock money away in tax-deferred retirement accounts. And then in a flash, we find ourselves at retirement age, facing decisions we've never had to face before, getting hit with taxes we've never been hit with before. Hi, I'm Andy Dollar.
And I'm Curv Miller. Join us Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio as we share ways to navigate retirement and taxes.
Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor, and or Arcadios Capital.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
And welcome back here to Prickers and Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, and the Flyer Insider Show. We've had a great season here. Thanks to the folks at Prickers and all they have done. Thanks to the fans who've come out in standing room only numbers here tonight. And thanks to Dayton Sixth as well. And you can support Dayton basketball players through name, image, likeness compensation. You can find out everything you need to know at DaytonSixth.com. A-10 championship this week. The Flyers ranked 24th in the nation. Head in as the number 3 seed in the tournament. We'll play Thursday night in the quarterfinals against the winner of a game Wednesday night, pitting Duquesne against the winner of a Tuesday game between Rhode Island and St. Louis. A year ago, our reigning A-10 Player of the Week, who's sitting next to me, Kobe Elvis, was in street clothes in that tournament. I know that was a very frustrating experience for you. How good does it feel to know that you get to play this week?
Oh, it's awesome. Even like last week, I was telling the guys like just how grateful I was to be able to play in St. Louis, because that's the game I got hurt in. So I was looking back at that and just reflecting and just being like, oh man, like it's been a crazy year, you know, how the years went. I'm just happy and grateful that I get to play over there in the Barclays, because it's an amazing atmosphere, and I want to be able to make an impact. You know, last year I didn't get a chance to feel like I impacted the game, you know, as a player on the court. I got to engage with the fans a whole lot, and that was kind of nice, but I didn't really get to leave an impact and feel like I was felt out there on the court.
I know you guys wanted to win the A-10 regular season title. It didn't happen, but you've got stuff in front of you. How important is it to you and to this group to win a championship this week?
It's extremely important. I feel like we all feel like we let some things slip, you know, during the year. Let some games go that we all felt like we could have, you know, done a lot better in. But definitely going to be a little bit of a revenge tour in the A-10 championship. We hope we see teams like Loyola. We hope we see Richmond again, you know, teams that we had to go there, and then they didn't have to come back and see us. So we really hope that we get to see those teams on a neutral site and give them our best.
So anyone that watches this team, it's clear that you can see that everybody on the team, they play with a little edge, like a toughness. We're going to let the audience behind the scenes a little bit, and I believe through being practiced at practices and knowing you, you are one of the leaders of the team, and you challenge these guys. Anybody that watches you, you play with a chip on your shoulder, and in a good way. And I've witnessed you challenging guys, and they respond to you. Where does that tough love, intense leadership style come from? Was that something you've been like that since you were little? Did you pick it up somewhere? Where's that come from?
Yeah, I feel like it stemmed from my household. Like I wake up in the morning, my mom talking to my grandpa, and I could just hear her yelling my name. I just hear her yelling like, "Kobe, you so lazy! Like, get up!" You know. Just hear her yelling that, or just, you know, yelling at my older brother. My older brother and me, like, growing up, he older than me, so I'm always trying to play with them. And he's like, if you know what I'm saying, like, if I get hit and I start crying, he's like, "Oh, you so weak, like, you can't," that sort of thing. So I always just, you know, always been someone who's received tough love and kind of responded well to that and that sort of thing. And I don't know if it's necessarily tough love, but always being able to respond to being challenged in a way. And it might seem like tough love to my teammates, but it might be the love that they need because they can't be coddled all the time.
Right.
You know,
right.
I know more so now that they all kind of what they all respond to, and I'm not as confrontational with all of them as you can see. My leadership style has changed over the years, where I'm definitely a lot nicer to certain people that need it a little more.
Yeah.
But definitely when they need me to, you know, kick them on the butt, I'm there for them too.
There's other types of leadership as well. And the thing that strikes me about this team, and I don't think it's a coincidence that you're sitting here with 24 wins and you're ranked in the top 25 and your virtual lock for the NCAA tournament, let's be honest. And you got a great chance to win the A-10 championship this week. I don't think it's a coincidence that this team blended with a lot of parts that came from different areas of the country and different backgrounds and different programs and just different, and it blended quickly. What role did you play in that?
Honestly, like, I try to just do my best to let everybody be themselves and just empower guys to be themselves. Like, started in the summer early, you know, when we went to, like, when we had the overseas trips and we were in France and, you know, we were in Spain and we were just kind of laughing, joking, getting to know each other, that sort of thing. But honestly, it started with, like, pickup, just starting to, you know, get to know what Vaughn was like, get to know what Nate was like. I think one of our first workouts, Nate was kicking everybody's butts one-on-one, and he was talking. So, like, I personally enjoy when people are doing that. Like, I wasn't in the workout with them, but I'm sitting on the side like, yeah, I love this. And that's the kind of guy Nate is. Like, the rest of them kind of get going that sort of way too. So whenever you guys see Nate pumping his fist and doing whatever after an and-one, like, I don't know if you guys see me. I love every second of it. So anytime one of those guys are kind of, like, just being themselves and that sort of thing, we all kind of encourage that, especially, like, guys like Cheeks. Or if y'all see Malachi. Malachi's the goofiest guy on the planet. So, you know, everybody's just really encouraged to be themselves. And, you know, I think Coach Grant and the rest of the coaching staff have done a great job of, you know, recruiting guys that kind of go well together and have great personalities, great characteristics about themselves. And just honestly, like, I feel like guys have just been raised really well. So, you know, they're just great people.
Is it safe to say there's almost a team character? That, I mean, and it's two different characters. There's an on-court character, and then there's the character off the court where, I mean, you guys are nice guys. You're nice guys, you're good guys, you're gentlemen. Maybe not so much on the court all the time, and yeah. Maybe that's the way it should be.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like, we'll use Kobe Bryant as an example. Kobe Bryant is one of the nicest guys you guys will ever probably meet. But on the court, if somebody's, you know, getting into a problem, Kobe Bryant is going to be the first one there, and I love him for that.
Kobe borderlines a technical every game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's just whether or not they decided to call
right,
it.
Right.
But that's the sort of thing that gets him going. Like, if he makes it three and he's staring a dude down, or he might run by and say a little cuss word or two, but, you know, we're not going to talk about that. But that's the stuff that gets him going, and that's part of the game, and that's probably – why we all play it, because he loves it.
He hits a lot of threes right in front of the opposing team coach.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
I don't think so.
Hey, well, we've got a lot of basketball left to be played this week and beyond. More about that. More about our A-10 Player of the Week here. Kobe Elvis with us. We're all going to continue into our next segment. It's the Flyer Insider Show, and we are live at Fricker's on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. More like my $1,500 coat rack.
I got a guitar. Never even learned smoke on the water.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
I've forgotten all my high school French.
My Spanish starts at hola and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself. Get Babbel, the language learning app built by 200-plus language experts to teach you real-world conversations for any situation. With research-proven lessons, addictive games, immersive podcasts, and live online classes with real teachers.
Sounds like fun.
It's fun and fast. Babbel's bite-sized lessons take 10 minutes a day. You can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Hola, Espanol.
Ready to learn a new language? It starts here. Now try Babbel free when you text radio to 64000. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. It's that time of year to enjoy life. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from doing what you want to do this spring. Maybe you want to play pickleball, tennis, get out on the golf course. Well, call QC Kinetics now. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Now, pro athletes have been doing this for decades, but now this life-changing treatment is available for you. So you can walk and run, climb stairs, play golf, move again, pain-free. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients who have reclaimed their mobility. Take action now and live your best life this spring and summer. And you know what? It's a great use of your income tax refund check. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation at 937-936-0325. That's 937-936-0325. 937-936-0325.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
All of our lives, we sock money away in tax-deferred retirement accounts. And then in a flash, we find ourselves at retirement age, facing decisions we've never had to face before, getting hit with taxes we've never been hit with before. Hi, I'm Andy Dollar.
And I'm Curv Miller. Join us Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio as we share ways to navigate retirement and taxes.
Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor, and or Arcadios Capital.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/free. Ramp.com/free.
ramp.com/free.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SAFEGUARD to 989898 right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
The Storm Center 7 forecast is pretty nice for Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 65 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton's Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to the Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And we're back here at Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. And it's our final edition of the Flyer Insider Show. This Dayton basketball season, as the regular season is behind us. And Dayton finished up 24-6, 14-4 in the A-10. Number three seed in this week's A-10 championship in Brooklyn Thursday night quarterfinal matchup in 30 against either Duquesne, St. Louis, or with 21 points in last Tuesday's win over St. Louis and 15-10 in the overtime period in the 91-86 win over VCU. A-10 Player of the Week, Kobe Elvis, with us here tonight. You've got options after this season, but is the focus right now just, well, not even this week, Thursday night?
Yeah, most definitely. It's always, the next game. Basketball is one of those sports where we're fortunate enough to play so many games where, you could have a short-term memory. So I think it's definitely always about what's in front of you and just being where your feet are. So definitely the focus is for whoever we're going to play in the tournament.
Going way back to the preseason when the video guys did a great job, Matt and Ryan put together the piece, building the foundation. And they looked at what you and certainly what Malachi and what Brea went through in just getting healthy. Does that, when you have it taken away from you like you did last year sporadically, and then you even had it, the 100% aspect of it taken away from you at times this year, do you cherish that opportunity to go out, I can play today, and I feel good?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think, when we played for the first time when we were overseas, I almost started crying just in terms of just how happy I was and how grateful I was to kind of just be out there. But also it was my one opportunity to kind of tell Mike and Casey just how grateful I was towards the both of them for everything that they do, because they do a whole bunch behind the scenes that everybody don't get to see. That's something that we all talked about in that doc. But yeah, just extremely grateful to them, and just in terms of just being out there and being able to play, just I can't say how grateful I am.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Mulcahy, the trainer, will usually have the honeymoon suite at a hotel. No, I'm serious. And you go up to his room, though, and he's got that big king-size bed, and there's three guys in recovery boots laying in it, and he's got this heart-shaped tub, and there's a guy in a cold tub there icing down, then he's got this hot tub, and there's someone in there getting a hot tub. Nothing romantic about his room, but it's about getting these guys ready. And I know how much you guys appreciate it, and you guys have been great about telling him and Casey both about what they mean to you as individuals and what they mean to the collective team.
Everybody in here, longtime Flyer fans, and they all have their favorite game that they've witnessed. For me, I was trying to think back at a game that I've been a part of or witnessed. That game the other day was probably my favorite because of just five guys playing 40 plus minutes and VCU arrival, and then they came out and played out of their minds. They, get down 17, all the things we know how it went down, but then the way that it ended put you on the spot a little bit. What's the best game that you've been a part of? Is that up there? And I know you weren't here the whole time. It might have been at DePaul, but how about this? Since you were a Flyer.
Man, Even I'd say like the games that have been really up there, like definitely St. Louis at their place. What was it, a couple of years ago, like our first year when we got into that big little argument there. That was one of those atmospheres that was crazy and a real eye opener to me. Kansas was another great atmosphere, great game to be a part of. Crazy finish. I would say like it's weird to me that like talk about like the basketball aspect and what favorite memory is, because it like if you as a player going back and looking at it, like it's hard to think about like or pinpoint a moment on the court that was awesome. But like I could think of so many times off the court when we're doing some goofy.
That's what you'll remember decades from now. You probably won't remember the games. You'll remember
moments.
Riding the bus or something. You know, something similar. Now I will tell you this: maybe it's recency in my head, but best game I've seen you play here, Kobe, was against UC. Because it wasn't just the numbers; you just imposed your will on that game, and that was your game. You were in charge that game.
Definitely wanted, you know, to take it to UC for sure. We played Ohio State and didn't really get a chance to, you know, play for real. But anytime, you know, to battle another Ohio team, definitely don't want to leave anybody to say that we're not the best team in the state. We think we're the best team in the state, hands down. The game against UC, like, I don't know, like, Coach put me in a lot of actions where I'd be, you know, that where I would thrive, and I'm grateful for that. Put me in a lot of ball screens with Deuce, and Deuce takes up a lot of real estate. So part of that was why I was able to do so well. But definitely he allowed me to take advantage of some matchups there, and I did my best. So
we ask a lot of players, at least when I'm here, I like to ask, do you prefer, and this is, I'm again put you on the spot in front of all these fans, do you prefer it, or enjoy winning at home more or going on the road and disappointing the away crowd?
It depends. So if it's a game like VCU on our court, I'm all for it. Like, I love that. But sometimes to go there and to just destroy them, like, that's a feeling like no other. Like 2 years ago, when we went to VCU, we ripped them. Like, that was feeling like no other. Like, when we went to St. Louis and we ripped them, like, I remember when their fans were fighting Mally, doing the most. So, like, to be able to kind of get our little, you know, revenge and be over there and just, you know, look at the fans leaving early. Like, I loved it. Like, St. Joe's, when those fans were on us.
You waved at them, didn't you? Early. What'd you do? You waved goodbye,
didn't
you?
Yeah, so, like.
Deuce put him to bed.
Deuce did put him to bed. So, like, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of the times you go over there and the fans, you know, the fans are just, am I allowed to say assholes?
Yeah.
Well, you did. I mean, it's out there now. So.
I'm sorry. The fans are mean. Sorry. So when they're being really mean and, you know, saying some nasty things, you know, it's kind of good to slap them in the face, you know.
Figuratively,
yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Brooks.
I got you.
Okay.
Appreciate
well, listen, got a lot of you got a lot of basketball left to play this week and thereafter, and we're certainly looking forward to it. But this will wrap up our final edition of this program here at Frickers. Again, so many people to thank. Outstanding staff at Frickers. I know they've done a great job of taking care of everyone who's come out here on our Monday nights. A big thanks to Matt Farrell and all the folks at Dayton 6 who have just kind of coordinated this and made it possible. And make sure you check it out, Dayton6.com, to see how you can get involved. It's championship week, folks. Thursday night, 7:30, Flyers in action. We'll have all the action for you right here on the home of the Flyers. On behalf of our engineer producer, Billy Heening, Hall of Famer Brooks Hall, and A-10 Player of the Week, Kobe Elvis. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone, and go Flyers.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.